Okay, we're holding today in Yoma Daf Samach Hey. And we're still in the middle of the sugya, so let's just review what has happened. We talked about a case where we've lost one of our karbonas, so that we now need to replace it. So the question was, which one when we replace? Since the only way that we can replace is by doing another goral. And if we do another goral, we're going to end up with an extra something, whichever one it was that we replaced, the other one is now going to be extra. So the question that we had is that in the Mishnah, it says, what you do with the extra is, according to the Tana Kama, you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you sell it, and then you use that money for buying an Eilas Davos Tzibur. Because since this is the carbon of a Tzibur, there is no problem of chataot hametot. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I disagree. There is a problem of chataot hametot, even in a tzibur, and therefore you're going to have to actually let it die and not let it graze yira'eh, not yira'eh, but yomut. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, we understood that that means that you're left with a second one, and we asked, which one was the second one that we're talking about over here that we said you have to let it graze? So that was a machlokas that we had yesterday between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says the original one is the one you should use because since it's alive, there's no problem of dichui because ein ba'alei chayim nidachin. So you don't have to worry about dichui. So the only thing that you need to worry about is the question of, okay, what do we do with the other one? So therefore, okay, the other one, we'll let it get a mum. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The truth is that, and the way Rabbi Yehuda says this was a little bit strange, we weren't sure what it meant. Rabbi Yehuda says that in actuality, if you lose the one that was supposed to be going la'azazel, while the dam has not yet been thrown, you have to throw out the dam and start over again. And vice versa. If the dam is lost before the Soyer la'azazel, you're going to have to get a new Soyer la'azazel. Now, what that meant was, if you need to throw out the dam, then the only way to understand that is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is that we've got the problem over here of dichui. He holds of dichuim. And in that case, we're going to need to redefine the ratio. Because now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the fact would be that Balei Chaim are nidachin and we need to get a new Soyer HaMishtaleach for ourselves, so then if that's the case, when we understood the ratio, then the only way that Rabbi Yehuda could say in the ratio that the halacha is that we should actually be let it die, which one did he mean, let it die? So what we came out yesterday is, well, since he obviously holds that Balei Chaim are nidachin, he can't possibly use the original one because it was nidchit for those minutes until we got the other one, until we got the mate. And therefore, he must mean that the one that is going to die is the first one, and that would mean that we thought originally that that would prove that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yochanan, and not like Rav. And Rav explained, well, obviously, I wasn't talking according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, for sure, Balei Chaim are nidachim. I was talking about according to the Rabbanan. And then that meant, very important point, because we're going to go over it again today. That's why I'm reviewing. And that meant that there were two separate arguments in the Mishnah. First, we argued about whether a carbon tzibur is tamut or not, or whether there's no such thing as Tamut said on a carbon tzibur. That's the first machlokas. Then the second point is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is why Rabbi Yehuda throws in this other business about losing the dam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Balei Chaim are nidachim, which would force us to understand that when we say Hasheni, obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be the Sheni of the second Zug that we use. Okay, that was Rav, and that was very clear. That's how we understood it yesterday and made sense of both pieces in the Mishnah. And we said, I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do we need two separate arguments? Remember that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even the Tanakhama agree that Balachayim are Nidachim. And therefore, even according to the Tanakhama, we were talking about using the new one, meaning of the Zug Sheni, not the old one of the Zug Rishon. So why throw in the next part? Obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what it would mean. Anyway, that's where we got up to, and we were holding yesterday to not. So we were right up to our review in the Mishnah, and this is now in the seventh line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So let's look at the Mishnah again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut. So now we're going to try to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, even though we showed yesterday that the Mishnah works out better according to Rab. So it's not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut, that the second one has to die because of the fact that Chatas Tzibur also dies. So now, Bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan d'amar sheni shebezuk sheni yir'eh. So then, l'Rabbi Yehuda yomut. What is the machlokas in the Mishnah, in the first part of the Mishnah? Well, Rabbi Yochanan says that according to the Tanakhama, when it says ha-sheni yira'eh, it means the second sheni, not the first sheni, because since Balei Chayim are nidachim, I can't use the first one. That's Rabbi Yochanan shita. So there comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, the one that you said should be left to graze and get a mum actually has to die because the Dinah Chatot HaMetot applies to Tzibur also. Okay, so what do we do now? So now we use the second one, and the second one of the second pair is perfectly kosher. And that's the one that I'm going to use to be mitchaper on, correct? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that the animal under discussion over here about whether it should be Yera'eh or whether it should be Yamut, that is a reference to the one that had originally been there, meaning the second surviving animal of the first pair. It means Sheni Shebezug Rishon. So should be Yamut. And the Kapora is achieved by the new Sheni, the Sheni Shebezug Sheni. But according to Rav, something's cuckoo. Because according to Rav, he says, which one was the one that was left to be Yir'eh? It was the Sheni, Shebezuk Sheni. It's the new one, because we can use the original one. And in fact, it's a mitzvah to use the original one, because remember, according to Rav, mitzvah berishon. So then that would mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least this is what we think now, come back. That would mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the one that Rav said should be Yir'eh, meaning that the Rashi said Yir'eh, should actually die, meaning that new one is supposed to die. So then, understand. So what's left to be mischaper on? To be mischaper with? There's nothing left to be mischaper with. You can't use the zug, the live one, the surviving sawyer of the zug rishon, because he holds balei chayim are nidachim, and it can't be of the other one because it's dead. So which one are you going to use? Now, obviously, this is all based on the assumption that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the one that should die is the same one that according to the Rabbanan should be Yira'eh, right? Okay, that's obviously our mistake. We need to understand that that's the whole point, that according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda was clarifying that there's two separate issues between us. First of all, is there a din of chatas hamesos on a tzibor or not? I say yes, Rabbanan say no. Secondly, which animal are we talking about is the one that's usable? Is it from the first one, first pair, or the second pair? You say, according to Rav, you say, Rabbi Yehuda is telling them, that it's the first one that's usable. And I'm telling you on the contrary, it's the second one that's usable. Okay, so that's the point over here. Obviously, Misa Varta, what do you think? Rabbi Yehuda was going on the same one that the Tanakhama was going on. And he's talking about the Sheni, Shebezuk Sheni, and he's saying that's the one that should die. No, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that the one that was Nitcha is the one that should die. And you said it should be Yera'eh. That was the point. And in fact, I mean, that's the whole issue, isn't it? It works out much better that way, because then we understand what the point is of the second machlokas in the Mishnah. It's two separate issues. Which one, and what is the din of the other one? Is it Achatas HaMesos or not? So, Misa Avrat, did you think that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the second one of the second pair? No. Rabbi Yehuda was saying the second one of the first one, the first pair, the first zug, that one is the Chatot HaMetot. And then we'll use the Sawyer of the second pair. That's the one that we're going to use, obviously, for Yom Kippur, because that's the new one. Actually, all of this is all the same thing, you understand, in different words. So it's really very easy. So it's just a question of what assumption we start with. Some people bring the original diet that we brought yesterday. We had originally said, doesn't make sense according to Rav. I mean, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Balei Chayim are Nidochim, because why do we have to throw out the other Sayer? I don't understand. That's what we said yesterday. And we answered that, of course, Rav says, I wasn't talking about Rabbi Yehuda. That's the whole point, is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I'm also arguing with you about Balei Chayim Nidochim. Some people start the conversation from where we ended the conversation. And they bring it, instead of bringing it as a raya against Rav, they start off with bringing it as a raya against Rabbi Yochanan, which actually is the way that the Gemara ended yesterday, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are the two separate machlokas? And there are no two separate machlokas. And that's why we ended up saying, see, the Mishnah works out much better according to Rav than it does according to Rabbi Yochanan. This approach, now some take right off the bat, that the original Mishnah was brought right off the bat as a raya against Rabbi Yochanan. So they say, they read it like this. It says in the Mishnah, Va'od Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam Yamut HaMishtalech, Met HaMishtalech, Yishafech Adam. So Bishlama, according to Rav, it makes sense that we have this additional piece of the Mishnah, because the point that the additional piece is making is that there's two separate machlokasin. The Reisha was an argument about whether a Chatas Tzibor is Mesa or not, and the Sefer was arguing about whether Balei Chayim are Nidochim or not. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan learns in the Reisha that the meaning of the Sheni was that the Sheni of the Zug Sheni is the one that has to be, we can't use the Rishon, because even according to the Tanakhama, Balei Chayim are Nidachim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So then what is added by saying Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda? That was already included in the way I understood the Tanakhama. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying over here? He's not adding anything. Okay, says the Gemara. In this version, we right away acknowledge, you're right, Kasha, it's a problem for Rabbi Yochanan, but that's what we acknowledged yesterday. Remember, we said, see, told you the Mishnah works out better according to Rav. It's only the Braita that works out according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's the same Gemara with other beginnings. Okay, now let's take on the next piece in the Mishnah and look to understand it directly. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said that if Nishpach Adam, if you spilled out the blood of the Soyer LaHashem before you had a chance to do the Hazayah, so the din is, Yamuta Mishtaleach, you need a new Soyer Mishtaleach. I understand why. Because, Bishlam Nishpach Adam Yamuta Mishtaleach, because I didn't do yet what needed to be done before the Soyer Mishtaleach could be kosher. Namely, I didn't do the Averes Adam. So there was no Hazoya. So Akati lo itavid mitzvah, say, I understand. But the next part that Rabbi Yehuda said, that I do not understand. If the Soyer Mishtaleach died, says Rabbi Yehuda, you have to throw out the dam. I don't understand. Why do we need the Soyer Mishtaleach in order to use the dam for the Soyer Anasa Bifnim? There's nothing more to be done for the Soyer Mishtaleach, is there? I mean, other than throwing it off a cliff. But that isn't even done by the Kohen. And remember, the only things that are ma'akev on Yom Kippur of Chukah are things that are, A, done by the Kohen, and B, they're done in Big Day Lavan. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they even have to be done by Big Day Lavan Bifnim, you know? So how in the world would there be a need to throw out the dam just because the Soyer Mishtaleach died? There's nothing more to be done with the Soyer Mishtaleach. Finito. We did whatever we need to be done that could be ma'akev. So how do you explain that? So then why throw out the dam? We've done whatever needs to be done. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, this is a different issue. You're talking about the chukah problem, right? So you're saying if it says chukah, that the Seder is ma'akev and so on, so that's only said on things that are done by Big Day Lavan, by the Kohen Gadol Bifnim, which is certainly not what this Ish Iti does. We give it to some maniac to throw off of a cliff. But this is a different issue. Here it says that the Sa'ir Ye'omad Chai, it has to be left to stand alive. A Sa'ir Asher Allah Alav Agorala Azazel Ye'omad Chai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper Alav. How long does it have to be Ye'omad Chai? We had this discussion before. So Ad Matai Yeh Zakuk Liot Chai Ad Shat Matan Damim Shel Chaveiro. The Torah is saying specifically, it has to remain there until lechaper, meaning until the dam of the Sarnase Bifnim was mischaper. And because of that, we do need to do the whole thing over again. We're going to need to do agrala and so on. So therefore, we are going to need the coin. Therefore, the structure of the Seder is now going to be ma'akev, because the agrala is done with the Big Day Kuhuna Lava. Ami Devei Rabbi Yonai, Ami Kray Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem, Ad Shat Matan Damim Shechaveiro. Okay, now, I got another question about Rabbi Yehuda. Remember we had the Mishnah in Shkolim, that if a guy steals the money that was being sent by a particular city, so this guy's because he does a Pony Express robbery, you know? And all of this money was on its way to the Beis HaMikdash to be inside of the Lishka at the time that we did the Trumas HaLishka. Or maybe the guy that was driving the Pony Express loses, somehow or other, he loses the money that the city had set aside for the Trumas HaLishka while he was on the way. Now, since he's a Shomer Chinam, if you recall, we discussed all this back in Shkalim, since he's a Shomer Chinam, he does not have to pay for the Geneva Vaved, but he does have to swear. So to whom does he swear? So it says like this, B'nei Ya'ir Sheshalchu Et Shigleihem, V'nignevu Osha Avdu. If the money was stolen or was lost, so it depends at what point it was stolen. Im Nitruma Truma, if before we found out that it was stolen, the Beis Din had already done the Trumas HaLishka, so then that would mean that the community does not have to send new money, because remember that the Truma was done al dat. Any money that was on its way, even if it hadn't come here, well, we didn't know that it was stolen. So then that means that we had in mind to accept the money from this community. So now the community does not have to pay new money because we did the Trumas HaLishka al dat their money as well. But then that means that Hegdish loses that money. So then that would mean that the driver has to swear to Hegdish because he's the one that caused them the loss. So Nishbayim L'Gizbarim. But if that's not the case, meaning that we found out about the Geneva Vaveda before the Trumas HaLishka, so then the community is going to have to give new money. But then that's costing them money, in which case the one who lost it has got to give his shvuah to them, because they're the ones that are going to have to put that money out again. And then what happens? They're going to have to take a new shekel, and they're going to have to give the new shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and they lose. Now, what happens if we find the lost shkalim? Or in the event that those shkalim were stolen, the people who had stolen them find out that they were from Hegdish, and, you know, even the mafia doesn't want to take money from Hegdish, so they bring it back, you know, and then they return the money. So now who gets the money that's returned? What do we do with that money? Nimtzeu oshir ziruma ganavim. So in the event that the money is recovered, then both have a din of shkolim. We don't give the money back to the community. And not only that, they can't set aside these shkolim and say, okay, let's use these shkolim for next year's shkolim. And that way, we basically ended up paying in advance for next year's shkolim by giving it twice this year. No, you can't do that. You need new shkolim for next year. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can actually use the same shkolim for next year. Why? My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, my Rava, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can always pay in advance a chov of year one. You can pay of year two, you can pay up in advance in year one. So, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, you've got a korban that is due next year. You can use this year's korban for next year. Eisvei Abaya, then nothing makes sense. Because it says in the Braita that if you took the Parvasoyer, Shuyom HaKippurim, you had set them aside and they got lost. And now you were mafrish new ones instead of them. Or the same thing would be true, forget about the Soyer of Yom Kippur. How about if you have Siri Avodah Zorah for the if the Bezdin made a mistake and were matir a certain form of Avodah Zorah. So over there you have to bring a Soyer for Achatas, right? So suppose the Siri Avodah Zorah, they were lost, you separated out new ones, Sifri Shacharim Tachteyem, and then you found them. All of the original ones have to die. So says Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Chata'ot HaMetot were said even on Chata'ot HaTzibur. So you have to let them die. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, no, since it's a Chata'ot HaTzibur, there's no din of the Chamesh Chata'ot HaMetot, and therefore you just wait until they get a mum. So Yeru HaChistayvu, Yimachru, V'yiplu Dameim L'Nedava, She'en Chata'ot HaTzibur Mesa. Now, I understand. We're back where we started from. We're back basically in this case of our Mishnah, right? But what now we're pointing out is that if Rava claims that Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, you can always use an animal in Mafreshit now for a later Chova. So then why should Rabbi Yehuda say that these are Chata'ot HaMetot? Why should Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's any different than the case of the Shkolim? Basically, the halacha l'meshim is Sinai, that chomesh chata'ot hametot are only because there's nothing to do with the chatas in terms of what the Bilam set it aside for. But if you hold Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Ravadir, that you can use it for next year, so then use it for next Yom Kippur. I don't understand. Why are you saying the Parvus Arshi Yom HaKippurim have to die because it's a chata'ot hametot? It's still a Soyer Shoyom HaKippurim. It's still a Par Shoyom HaKippurim. So then everything breaks down now the way that Rava understood it. Omar lay, so he said to Abaye, excuse me, hold on a second. You're talking about Korbanos Tzibur over here, aren't you? Korbanos Tzibur obviously cannot be used to pay up in advance for next year. What's the matter with you? It says in the Torah that Korbanos Tzibur need to be purchased afresh each year. Because it says beferish in the pasuk zot olat chodesh bechodesho lechodshei hashana. Take a look at how many chodeshes you've got there. Chodesh chodesho chodshei. What is that? Ah, that is because exactly what makes shani korbanos tzibur. That's the famous drush of Reb Tavi Omer Reb Yoshia, namely that the meaning of chodesh bechodesho lechodshei is that the Torah is saying, I want you to bring new korbanos. Buy it from new money, from the new truma chadasha. Chadesh, start the year off anew. And we learn out, of course, that this is Nisan from the Rishon Ulacham L'Chodshei Hashana. So it obviously means that every Nisan you have to take new funds. So chadesh v'aveli truma, korban b'truma chadasha. So therefore, what kind of silly question? You're telling me take the soyer of the tzibur, and don't let it die, just use it for next year's. Next year I need to buy a new one. I can't use the old one. And therefore, it should say over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to die. That's exactly what it says. It makes perfectly good sense what I said. Says the Gemara, no, wait a minute. That's only the Soyer, remember. But who pays for the par? Bezot yavo Aaron el Hakadosh bepar, which it stresses later on, asher lo, v'kriv et hapar sher lo. It's his own personal money. There's no din that an individual has to bring a new korban from Nisan. What's the problem? You said that the par of Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to have to die if it was replaced, and we found another one. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to have to be year. I didn't understand. Put it aside and use it next Yom Kippur, because Aaron is a yachid and he can use an older par. Well, the par is a gzeiras par atusoyer. I mean, if we're going to allow the par to be brought next year, so then people might think you could do the same thing for the soyer, but you can't do the same thing for the soyer. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it should die. What? Because of a gzeira, it should die. I mean, the only reason that we're not using it is because of Xera. Maybe it'll get mixed up with the par. Just send it out to get a mum. I mean, what do you have to let it die for? By sending it out to let a mum, you're making it very clear to people that it can't be used for next year's carbon. But what's the point of it's dying? Not to mention the fact, what do you mean it's Xera? Tell me what's going to happen. Oy vavoy, somebody might get mixed up and say, look, if you can use the pyre for next year's Yom Kippur, then you'll be able to use the soyer for next year's Yom Kippur. And chas v'shalom, they'll come to use the soyer for next year's Yom Kippur. Yeah, what's wrong with that? The whole din that you're supposed to bring it from the new money in Nisan is only a mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. So worse comes to worse. So fine. So you brought the soyer of Yom Kippur. You brought it from last year's soyer. Who cares? B'diavad would be kosher anyway. So in the one in a million chance, you understand, that maybe some idiot's going to make the mistake and think that the soyer is the same as the par. Because of that, we should let it die? This is absurd. I mean, there's nothing wrong even if we would do that. Because hada Rabbi Tavi am Rabbi Yoshia Gufa, this whole idea that you got to use a new one, it's for a mitzvah. It's not a ma'akev. D'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that karbonot tzibur ba'im be'echad b'nisan, look at the language, mitzvah la'avim min ha'chadash. There's a mitzvah to bring it from the new. But if you didn't, imevim min ha'yashan, suppose you use the money from last year's karbonos, or you had a karbon that was set aside from before, what's so bad? You would still be yotza. Ela shechiser mitzvah, you wouldn't have done your mitzvah. No, okay, you didn't do your mitzvah, I understand, but you didn't cause any problem. Carbon is kosher, so don't make a gezerah. Okay, you're right. Elam Rabbi Zera, you know why we can't allow it to be used next year? Because it needs a goral. And the goral of year one cannot define the carbon for year two. That's the problem. Not because the carbon itself cannot be used. That would only, you're right, that's only a b'diavad. But because since in the case of Parvus Sersh Yom HaKippurim, we're dealing also with the goral, oh, that's a problem. So bring the same animals and do the goral again. No, we can't do that. Because it's a gzera that people will think, they won't know we did the goral again. So they will think, oh, look at this, they're using the same serim that they used last year. Must be because the goral last year was already koveya for this year. And because of that, gzera shema yomra goral koveya mishana l'shana, and then they will think that you could use last year's. Okay, fine. I understand we won't use this soyer. What about the par? There's no goral on a par, is there? There's only one par. So ha'tenach sa'ir, why can't we use the par, which doesn't require a goral for next year? Well, if we let you use the par, you may end up using the soyer, and after all, the soyer needs a new goral. And because of that idiotic possibility, because of a gzera, you have to leave it to die, I understand, so then let it get a mum. But what's this business about it should die? Amru rabona kameide abaye. So the rabbanan said, please mute yourself, the rabbanan said in the Bri Yeshiva to Abaye, you know what? Must be that it's a gzera because of a chata shemetu ba'alea. Look, you know, this Kohen Gadol used to drop dead every year, remember? So what happens if he does? So then it'll turn out that it was a chatas whose balim died. But that's only the par. The par has a personal balim. That's owned by the Kohen Gadol. True, I understand that that would explain why we can't allow the par to be brought. But what about the soyer? The soyer can't have that problem because its seaboard doesn't die. Gzera soyer atu par. Oh, so because of Xera, we're going to let it die? It's not enough that we just send it out to pasture and wait till it gets a mum? Why should we wait till it dies? All right, I don't know. You're right. Okay, let's try another approach. Maybe the reason that we can't use it for next year is because it's Xera mishum chatasha of Roshanata. It could be that by next year, the soyer will be older than 1 year. The soyer has to be within a year. And that would be a disaster. Maybe it would end up being mamish pasul for Yom Kippur. Hey, wait a second, man. A gezera, because it'll be too old. What are you, crazy? It will be too old. What have we been talking about? This is off the wall. Save the soyer from this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur. The soyer can only be within its first year in order to be kosher. And then you tell me, well, it's a gezera. You might end up using a soyer that is too old. The soyer, look, if it was kosher for one Yom Kippur, and then you bring it the next Yom Kippur, would you not agree that it must be more than 1 year old? Okay, so what are we saying? It's a gezeira. Just say, well, of course you can't bring it next Yom Kippur. It's only allowed to be 1 year old, right? So what do you mean gezeira in Terabang? It is itself a, by definition, too old by next year. No, it's not, says the Gemara. A chatas that survives till next Yom Kippur may still not be 1 year old.
What?
Yep. How is that possible? I'll tell you. It's really very simple, you see. Because Rebbe understands that the meaning of shana in the Torah, where does it say that? It says that by the din of Batei Arei Choyma, right? So it says shana tmima. So for one whole year, the seller is able to be paid it. And then, im lo yigael ad malot lo shanat mima, then become habayit asher ba'ir litzvitut, etc. Right? What is the meaning? How do we measure a year? So Rebbe says a year means 365 days. A year in that context has nothing to do with the calendar. It has to do with the earth being in the same position that it was at the time that it was sold around the sun. And that's 365 days, like a solar year, not like our calendar. Divrei Rebbe. It's the Chachamim who say, no, it always goes according to the Jewish calendar. Okay, so that's great. If you're going according to Rebbe, then if the animal was only, it was 8 days old, it had to be at least 8 days old, right? So it was 8 days old on the first Yom Kippur. Now we'd still be able to use it before it gets to be 365 days old if it was a normal Jewish calendar year for the next Yom Kippur, because it's still not a full 365 days because there's 11 days that you've got between the lunar and the solar year. And it only had to be 8 days old. So that gives us a little bit of extra time that we're able to still bring it on that Yom Kippur. So therefore, it would work out as a gezeira. You know, that's why I said gezeira. Obviously, 99.9% of the cases, it would itself be a chatash ava shenasa. I understand. But, I mean, in a case where, this is what we were saying, in a case where it itself would be usable, so it's a gezeira. Mishum chatasha avashanasa. In that case, by the way, according to the Chachamim, you might even have more time because im nit abra la mocher. If it was an extra month, so then you would have the leap year, it would be kosher for that one extra month. Of course, that wouldn't help you much for Yom Kippur because then Yom Kippur would also be a month later. Anyway, says the Gemara, all right, this is all very nice. I mean, hotenach sa'ir. I understand that this is very well and good with a sawyer that has to be 1 year old. But, I mean, the par. What about the par? Par my ikala meimar. When it comes to the par, it doesn't have to be only 1 year old. So why can't we use that one next year? What are you going to say there? Well, gzera par otu sawyer. Okay, so then we're back with the same ridiculous problem. Just because of gzera, somebody get mixed up. So because of that, we should let it die. And not to mention that, why should it die? A chatas she'avra shenata. The chatas is too old, so therefore it should die. Remember that Reish Lakish explained that a chatas she'avra shenata, which is listed in the Chamesh Chataot HaMetot, is only listed in conjunction with the fact that it was also found after it had been lost, and it was found when it was avra shenasa. So it's only there that we would say that it was also needed to die, even if both of them were oimed b'fonav and he wanted to choose that, so on and so forth. But otherwise, you have a chatash avar shana, so you can't use it. Why can't you use it? And look at it as if it's standing in a beit hakvarot. So the kohanim are unable to get to it. That's all. So it's a logistical problem. It's not one of the chatot ha-metot. So ro'imo toki ilu yomedet bebet ha-kvarot, and it's left to be ro'a to get a mum. So then if that's the case, why are we saying over here that it has to die? Oh, man. So the whole ksug is messed up now. Elo Amarava. Okay, you know what? Let's take a completely different tact. The reason that it has to die is not because of any kind of gezeira about the misuse of a carbon for next year. No. Truth is, we could have used it for next year. We're not worried about people getting confused about which carbon to use for next year. We can't let it sit around till next year. Because if we let it sit around till next year, something bad is going to happen. And that's called a takala. It will be misused. If you leave an animal that is not kosher to be brought and you're waiting a year for it to be brought, there's too many things that can go wrong, which we'll discuss what that is. D'tanya, and basically we have that in a braita. Ein makdishin, ein marichin, ein makrichmin b'yom b'zman hazeh. Since there's no Beis HaMikdash, it is usur to make anything hegdash, to give anything to the Berek HaBayit, to make your haramim, which go to the Berek HaBayit. And if you did, then you got to get rid of it. You can't leave it around and say, all right, I'll just wait until the Beis HaMikdash is built, and then I'll give it. You can't do that. Why? Because people may be nichshal with it. So im higdish ve'arich ve'charim, and if you did any of that, so if it was an animal that you gave to Hegdash, it's going to have to be teyaker, which means it's going to have to die, as we'll see. If it was something else, let's say clothing, or it was kalim, or clothes, or whatever, wait until it just rots. If it's metallic, so it's money, or it's some kind of a container, or whatever, clay matachot, so then you have to throw the hana'ah into the Yam HaMelech. It should not say hana'ah, it should just say liyam HaMelech, because the thing itself goes to the Yam HaMelech in that case. By the way, when we said if it's an animal, teyaker, what did we mean? We mean put it in a barn and lock the door and let it die of starvation, because we don't want anything to happen. Happen? What would happen? Asked the Gemara. Okay, when you said takala, what is the takala? So I understand that over here, nowadays, you mean that this could go on for 100 years. I mean, people 500 years later are still going to be keeping this piece of kalim that was given to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash still wasn't built. That I understand. But they'll forget that it's even Hegdash. But over here, we're talking about saving it for the next year. Why can't we do that? So what's the takala that we're talking about over here? Are you talking about maybe someone will be makrivit, even though it was possible? So then we should never allow a carbon to be set aside for Re'iyah, because maybe someone will forget that you're not allowed to be makrivit, and it'll be makrivit. There's dozens of cases that we've had that say, Tira'eh, Achatista'ev. How are you allowed to do that? Someone may accidentally be makrivit. Safilu kol riyot nami. And if you're saying a takala, somebody may not know that it's Hegedesh. You may go over and use it to pull a plow. Or if it's a sheep, you may use it for getting wool off of it, and he'll do shearing. That should apply to all cases of Re'iyah. Somebody may make a mistake and use it to plow with. So afilu kol Re'iyot nami. Answers the Gemara. The truth is, takala is we're afraid someone will use it to bring it as a korban. But there's a big difference for a normal Re'iyah and this Re'iyah. Because this Re'iyah, you want it to put it aside for a korban. Well, if it's aside for a korban, then that means that everybody's focusing on this animal. Oh, here's the carbon. They may bring it for a carbon too early, for another carbon. In a normal re'iyah, people know this thing is not roy for a carbon. We're waiting for it to get a mum. So hanach the lav b'nei hakrava ninu. So the normal re'iyah, lo taribu, people aren't thinking about it, about bringing it for carbon. Over here, we're keeping this, the parvasar of Yom Kippur for next Yom Kippur. Oh. For that taridba, people will be thinking, here's the carbon, and they'll bring it for a different carbon. The truth is, might as well get up to the Mishnah. The truth is that takala atzma tanoihi, it's actually a famous machlokas tanoim about whether we need to worry about takala. Because we have one braisa that says that a carbon pesach that wasn't brought on Pesach Rishon can still be brought on Pesach Sheni for somebody who was tamei, or shaya b'derech rechokas, you could sell it to him, he can use it. If it wasn't brought up Pesach Sheni, you could still bring it next Pesach. Whereas the other Braita said, no, you can't bring it next Pesach. So apparently, why not? Because of Takala, right? So apparently, my lav, but Takala plige. No, not necessarily. It may be that everybody agrees that there's no problem of Takala. The question is whether the Pesach will still be kosher as a carbon Pesach next year, or will it be too old? But that's dependent in the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan about whether you count 365 days or whether you count calendar years. So that would be the kasha. So one brayta, a Rebbe of a Rabbanan, one brayta would be holding. You could use it for next year because it's 365 days available. The other shita holds, no, by next year, by definition, it's over a year old because it was kosher for the first Yudalat B'Nissan. So then it's got to be 7 days older, too old by the second Yudalat B'Nissan. Sorry. Says Gemara, no, that can't be the explanation of Machlokas. Because the Braita said exactly the same Machlokas would obtain in the case where you had money set aside for the Korban Pesach. Can you use that money for next Pesach? And money does not get too old. And therefore, that can't be the question of whether you're going to use it too old next year. That would not be dependent on the Machlokas, Rebbe, and the Rabbanan. So what must the Machlokas be after all? El alav, there's only one option. Shmamina, bitakala plige, shmamina. Indeed, the machlokas has got to be whether we allow you to keep money around in the event that that money cannot be used at this point until next year. We're afraid somebody may take the money and go out and buy a beer with it. That's the point. So if that's the case, then it's clearly a machlokas tanoim, shmamina.